I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pankrack.
And welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week we're going to talk about forward-facing sonar, which is a topic nobody's heard anything about. It's the F word. Well, in fishing anyways, it is.
Is that that thing you can see out in front?
Yeah.
In front of the boat?
Yeah, some people love it.
It's new, right?
Yeah, some people hate it. And this week's question is, within 2 years, there will be limitations on forward-facing sonar. Keep our call, Panger.
I'm going to start out by just saying, keep this. Now, this doesn't mean that I think that it will be banished or admonished from the top levels of competitive fishing, but I think just like in every other sport that has limited golf clubs, rackets, motors, I think it will eventually work its way down to fishing. We've seen it with the council and study that Bassmaster announced that they will be monitoring it on both the Opens and the Elite Series this year. And I don't think that it is a bad thing. I don't think it is hindering the progress of technology. I think it is just a rational decision that within 2 years, there will be some form of limitation on forward-facing sonar technology at the top level of competition in bass.
Well, obviously, Bass put out their press release with what they're going to do, which you just spoke about. And I could not be more in agreement with you. Because here's, let me just tell you what I think the future is. It is wide open. We are living in the Wild West right now. Up until this point, I mean, this past season, let's take the Elite Series, for example. What we saw this past season with Koya Fujita making 5 top 10s, having more rookie winners than we've ever had in the history of the Elite Series. What is happening right now in the offseason is basically a land race to gather as much land as possible. And I believe next year we are going to see boats that have more transducers and more technology. I mean, what Koya Fujita did is amazing, but that's just the start. I think you don't think... I mean, just like everybody aims to get better and world-renowned people will say, Koya is one of the best at it. Obviously, he has proven that. He has earned that title. You don't think he's trying to get it better? You don't think he's trying to push it further? So I think within 2 years, maybe within a year, there will be no choice but competitive tours, but too limited. Because we are literally going to have people out there with boats that have freaking satellite dishes on the back deck. I mean, what limits is there? There's no limits. I mean, Chris Saldane put it in social media a week ago. He said, I am going to build the baddest forward-facing sonar rig that's ever been built. That's one angler. We know Koya's got it. We are going to have 104 anglers on the water. Let's say 102, maybe, because a few of them may not push the total limits. Mm-hmm. But 100 of them are going to put more apparatuses, pieces, and radars, and blinkers, and dinkers, and flinkers. Mm-hmm. So I think that the world will have no choice but to limit it at some point, because unlimited, like, for example, I mean, if you said tomorrow it's unlimited horsepower, how big a motor are we going to see by the end of the year?
I don't know, but you're going to see a big party over at Rick Pierce's place. He's going to have that 450 Jag just humming.
What? And that's what everyone
everyone would have, because it gives you the fastest. Listen, there's going to be a metric next year. It's going to be the DPR metric, deucers per rig. Never before did I think it'd say, well, how many transducers are you running? That was just not a question before. It is now. But here's the plus side to this, Dave. I think by standardizing electronics in the future, it brings back the skill element in, because you have a lot of talented anglers who I believe their talent is being diminished because it is being placed on the technology and not how they are using the technology. When you have standardization in the technology, then the skill that the anglers have with that technology and the time they're spending on the water begins to shine, because it's not a you have what I don't have. And it really allows those anglers who are savants with that technology to rise to the top and not have any, well, you've got 5 transducers, or, well, you can see farther than the rest of the field. It brings that skill back in and legitimizes it again.
It's funny, and I may look distracted because I'm trying to pick up. I mean, a dude sent me a DM about this literally this morning, and I haven't totally read it. I just kind of glanced over it. But he has a whole theory about digital disruption. And he said that the fishing world, really, when you think about digital disruption, and he put it into other businesses, other pastimes, whatever, digital disruption has been a thing in every not just every sport, but literally every single business there is out there. There is digital disruption, and that's going to continue. I think this, the fishing industry is just literally at the edge of things, because wait till AI becomes a thing. Like literally right now, you can go to AI and you can say, hey, write me an article on Kevin Van Dam and Davey Heit's thoughts on spring smallmouth in Tennessee. And literally you will get an article back that is full of their real thoughts, their real, you know, information that took them years and years to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right in front of you. So you can't tell me that this isn't going to continue to become a thing where digital disruption. And I just, the only reason I dug up that message is because that word stood out to me. And when you really start looking at it, the world is dealing with digital disruption. And I definitely think fishing will become a victim of that, not just for this, but for many, many things in the future.
Kumbaya, so, yeah, Dave.
We're good. We're good. We agree. Kumbaya. I bet you a lot of people agree here. Do you think anybody's going to comment and say, no, we should just keep putting more things on
boats? Yeah, I can see that side. I can see that side of it as well, too. Yeah. I honestly can, and I'm okay with that. But, I mean, that wasn't the question of the call today.
No, you're right.
It was, do you think there is? And I think there is going to be a limit. There has been a limit in every other professional sport on technological advancements, and why would fishing be any different? It's not a death sentence to forward-facing technology or advancements in technology. It's just a standardization like we've seen across to allow the athletes to let their athleticism shine.
That's right. And everybody signs up for a tournament and wants one thing, it to be equal for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's where it'll be. You mean you can only run 250 horsepower boats. You can only do certain things. You can only have a rod so long. So I imagine it will happen too. Let us know what you think. Keep our call. Within 2 years, there will be limitations on forward-facing sonar.